All right, this might be kind of hard to take.
That's what she said.
It's time for Devil's Business.
Oh, really?
That's topical.
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives with the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, Alcoholic, Aaron Sofane, and Zach, which we actually call T. Zach.
Zach.
Anyway.
Do you have to say with that tone?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
All right. This episode, we're doing pet peeves, and at the end, we're going to do a friend test. I have a friend test. Two questions I always ask friends to see what level of friend they are with me. So that'll be at the end, but we'll be doing pet peeves all show. But
is
before,
it multiple choice?
Well, yes.
We'll get to it.
Excellent.
It is actually multiple choice, T, because I don't want to confuse you.
I know.
I don't do anything but essays.
Anyway, tell us the events for the week.
Lined up. We had a great time at Beer Bong Finals last week. So this week we're coming up at Dive Bar. We're going to start what's known as the Bar Olympics. So we're going to play shit like what, Flip Cup and Quarters and all kind of stuff. That's going to be a good time.
Let's go Get Fucked Up Wednesday.
Get Fucked Up Wednesday. Yeah, that's a great name for the promo. Thursday nights are at Tongue and Groove. Last week was a Butterball. It was awesome. Happy Thanksgiving. Belated to everybody. The Fridays we got Cosmo Lava. And it, by the way, 2 weeks away, Friday, December 13th, the Ugly Sweater Christmas Party that we're
Cosmo, it's gonna be awesome.
Cosmo Lava, yeah. Come on out with the Ugly Sweater. There's free vodka for an hour, 10 to 11, but you got to be on our My Favorites and Guest list. Saturday's Tongue and Groove.
It's going to be amazing.
Is it?
It's going to be crazy.
I don't feel like we talked enough about Beer Pong.
I was about to say, I can't wait for Beer Pong. For Wednesday's Beer Pong.
That's a bear.
You said Beer Pong. I can't wait for that Wednesday.
I don't even know what that is. Look, is it a bong in the shape of a bear? Or is it a bunch of bears who just love to get high? Bear Pong is going to be way more popular.
Nick.
And Wednesdays we're doing Beer Pong. And that's going to be crazy.
I'm totally going to cut that out, Nick. Don't worry about it. Let's go ahead and jump straight into the show. And I'm going to let T start off. He doesn't like grammar police. That's one of your pet peeves?
Yeah, it's not like grammar police. If you're correcting someone that's just using it poorly, then good on you. You're a bit of an ass, but whatever. That's fine. But it's when you purposefully mispronounce a word. And I'll go up and I'll say, like, the other day I was sitting next to one of my friends, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get the quesadillas with extra jalapenos. Looked right across the thing without hesitating and just went, it's quesadillas and it's jalapenos. Right in front of the waiter, and the waiter's like, yeah, sorry, she's actually right.
Yeah.
There's no way to recover from that without looking like you're a fucking idiot. Because if you're like, yeah, I know it was a joke, it still seems like you're just trying to recover from fuck up.
They missed the punchline.
Yeah.
If you were passionate and you were like, I fucking meant to say that, idiots, maybe then you wouldn't feel stupid. But
that's not very...
No, then you just...
Is that just my reaction? Yeah.
Well, aggression is not the only response there is to everything.
Yes, there is!
Where's the trigger? I get annoyed. I have horrible grammar to begin with.
Right.
So every time when I'll post something on Facebook or some shit like that, and immediately the first, it's like they missed the joke. They just, I used the wrong there.
Right. Please don't tell me you do the Y-O-U apostrophe R-E and Y-O-U R wrong, because then we just can't be friends.
No, that's not your
fault.
There's the whole, like, there's the your and your. I was like, right. That I never get wrong. But there's occasionally where I'll forget to use possessive there, and I'll use there like a place. It's like I don't read it wrong, and I post it, and then I was like, oh, shit, I fucked it up. And immediately someone's like, wrong kind of there. I'm like, all right, motherfucker, did you miss the joke?
Like, and I'm lazy and didn't want to fix it.
Yeah, that's not how we're doing it anymore anyway. Now we just have the right spelling with an asterisk after it.
Right.
We don't have time to just be correcting the whole internet.
No. What I also do, I'll be talking to somebody, I'll say, yeah, regardless, though. I mean, excuse me, irregardless. And they're like, no, you were right the first time.
Yeah, irregardless.
Like, yeah, I know I was right the first time, but I had to correct myself because it wasn't funny the first time, you dick.
I like saying irregardless because it's fun.
Yeah.
One of my obnoxious, and this started in really high school, and it's really where you're going to go find it, is the popping gum, you know, that the girls like.
Yeah.
It's always the girls.
Yeah, they fill up the gum with like, and it does a little poppy shit.
You're not blowing a bubble.
Yeah, it's just you're squeezing. I don't know what. It's just obnoxious as fuck.
It's attention whorish.
Yeah, and it'd be a quiet day. And I'll be sitting there and just hear it click, 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 and it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And it just to me, it just seems like the dumb bimbo chick.
I just always assumed that they didn't know how to blow a bubble, and that was their best attempt. It was just. I don't know what I'm doing.
You know? Yeah, we should have left it with the Jordache jeans in the 80s. It was terrible in the 80s.
No, Nick, this is one that you said earlier, was that you can't pee unless it's a clear bowl.
I can't.
Like if there's any toilet paper in
there. Yeah, dude, that's gross. It's like, I mean, I get the physics involved and, you know, that's it's not happening. But, man, I feel like if I'm pissing on anything, and even if like if I'm pissing in the clear area and it starts floating in my direction, I have to dodge it. I'm not one of those guys that points at it. I don't want my pee to touch the fucking toilet paper. That's gross. I feel like I'm rubbing it and it's my it's still my pee.
One of the things that we've gotten.
Because your pee is so clean and sterile.
It's excellent.
Well, I would actually get yeah, it tastes delicious.
It's my favorite.
I would actually say.
Oh God!
See, I'm like most guys. I attack it like it's a German U-boat. I will go after it and sink and destroy it.
Absolutely. I want to see what's under there.
And I'm sure you're envisioning like
inflate it.
You're envisioning like a little war going on down there. Like fuck you. Yeah.
Until Jesus. I run out of depth charges and I flush a toilet, and then I win.
What if they launch countermeasures?
Is that what you're worried about? You think that they're going to be sending turd missiles?
You don't know what's under that fucking piece of toilet paper,
man. You might get some splash damage. That's always a fear.
Yeah, and he does equate it to reaching out and touching it with your finger.
I do.
To him, it's the same thing. You touch it with your pee stream or you touch it with your finger. It's all connected to your brain box.
I saw you pee in an alley before.
Yeah, well, that's the ground, man. There's nothing dirty about that.
Yeah, he would sleep in an alley, so why not pee there?
Following that line of logic, every girl that you've slept with every dude that she's slept with.
Don't do that, Dan. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my God. He's piecing it together.
No one wins at that game.
Who good? What, are we really going to go there? You know, the guy that fucked the toilet?
Hey.
See? Silence. He's like, fuck.
I thought I had a response for it, but you know what? That was good. That was good. That was good.
All right, Aaron, you said one of your pet peeves was couples that sit on the same side of a table, like in a booth.
And I have a lot of peeves about dating and cute couples, but when a couple sits on the same side of the booth, when there's nobody sitting with them, so the whole other side of the booth is left empty, I mean, there's a couple issues with it.
One such
is
as?
Balance, for one. Balance, as an observer, that looks weird to me.
Yeah.
Another is that it's a little too cutesy. It's just.
Listen, everybody, I don't give a shit what Aaron's pet peeve is. I'm an SSS. Cutesy. I'm a same side sitter. I have my reasons. And of course, there's always that fucking prick in the back corner making catty comments to himself, going, these cutesy little bastards. I enjoy it.
Sitting on the same side.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See, if
derision,
I'm going to be in a booth.
Derision.
If I'm going to be in a booth. I want to sit on the opposite side so they can see the whole show. I can't. I don't have like a sideshow. There's no good seating off to my right.
Okay, my whole thing
you know your
is,
angle. And
yes.
It's
dead on. Yeah. Dead on. I'm not good from the side.
Oh, that's the money shot? So
that's where it is. And plus, I've got things. I've got a show to put on.
You've got your hands there.
Yes. I like this jewelry and movement thing that I do to try to hypnotize them into thinking I'm hilarious.
It's like they're a king cobra or something. Aaron's like waving his head back and forth.
See, I'm more of a, I already know I'm hilarious. I don't have to like mesmerize them. Yeah. I like to sit on the same side, so like, I'm more likely to get a hand jibber while I'm at the table.
Oh.
Some extra queso for the lap.
Okay.
Is that why you keep sitting next
That's
to me?
That's why they.
Yes.
Also, for,
now I know.
For ladies, what these guys are doing is they're not sitting on the inside of the same side that you're on. They're not doing that. They are claiming the fastest route to the emergency exit instead of in case of fire or flood or some other kind of zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
You trip
her. You're being thrown to the wolves.
Listen, bro, it's just a date. I haven't signed anything. So.
Well, look, me and the girl I'm with are already at the exit before your girl stumbles out of the booth.
It's okay. I'm bigger. I'm going to go through both of y'all. And what was that girl's name back there?
You mean that woman you pushed into a table?
She was so highly romanticized about that you wanted to share the same side of the booth with?
Yeah, yeah. The one.
Where are we eating?
I don't know where that is.
That was my human shield against the crazy virus or whatever the fuck it is, the rage.
All right, T, your next one you had was the sports coaches. Every coach, especially MMA.
Everybody thinks that they're a fucking coach when they're watching sports, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, and especially MMA. Whenever I go to like a fighting event, and sometimes I'm guilty of it too, and it bothers the shit out of me when I do it, but especially when other people do it, and they sit there and they're watching an MMA fight, like they fucking know better than that motherfucker that's been training since he was like 10 years old. And so the guy will be sitting there getting choked out or something. He's like, well, don't give up your back, you idiot. Yeah. You're getting,
roll over.
Roll over, grab a pound. Stick with your good game. Yeah, roll your hips. And I'm like, you don't know. He knows what he's good at, and he's been training for that. He's been training not only since he was 10 years old, but he's been training for this specific fight for at least like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, well, these spectators had to stretch that affliction shirt over their tattoos and muscles. Don't think that they don't know anything.
Yeah, they're like, I've seen a couple UFC fights. I know what I'm doing. It's like, it's just ridiculous.
They are entertaining, though. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one of my other ones was junk punches, especially when a chick junk punks you. Like, if a guy gives you a turkey tap, hits you in the junk, you know that he knows what he's doing to you. But when a chick does it because she thinks it's cute, it's like, okay, you have no clue how bad that hurts. So you.
Most of the time, it's a very, very hard closed fist. You know, they don't just do like the open, just the kind of little swat, you know, that you do when you're walking by.
Which could be worse, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you get fucking, if you get hard head on that one, dude, you're like, pow, and they're like, oh, shit, and like, I got shaved, didn't I? Fuck you.
Oh,
but no,
God.
a chick.
Why, what are you, you're doing it wrong.
What are you talking about, Nick? You're talking about foreplay. No.
It's a technique. I'll show you later. Wow. No, but you know, girls, they think it's funny. Because they want to be the funny chick of the group, and then that not only is it a fucking closed fist, but sometimes it's an uppercut to the junk, and you're like,
and it makes you want to vomit.
So we're okay with, but we can't hit him dude's back. Malevolence.
But if a guy hits you in the junk, you know,
because
you
understand,
I can turn around, junk punch him back if I need to. Yeah. It's open game. But if she junk punched me, I can't do anything. I can't punch her in the tit.
Yeah, and
I'll punch her in the twat. I don't care. I'll do it.
It's not cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute for either.
No, you don't
want to
get your hands stuck.
I'll get. What?
I said you don't want to get your hands stuck.
What kind of girls are you hanging out with, D?
Hey, are we not hanging out at the strip clubs with the elf kids?
They just come falling out like on bungee cords.
T likes to camp out at the cesarean section hole.
Oh, God. Oh,
did this turn grim quick?
This got very awkward.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, one of Nick's, you said you don't like it, overused phrases, like it is what it is.
Oh, that's the one. That's the
overused phrase.
Yes, there's so many people. I guess it's a conclusional filler or something like that.
Right.
And they just have nothing else that they could really intelligently express about their, you know, dilemma situation or whatever. And then they go, well, you know, it is what it is.
It's kind of like agree to disagree. It's kind of like, I'm just going to wrap this up. We're going to go nowhere with this.
I know.
Like, one of the things I get annoyed with was the just saying. Just saying means I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I blew a punchline.
Yeah, I blew a punchline.
And that's exactly what that means.
A blown punchline. You said something really kind of funny and topical, and then no one laughed. You went, just saying. That way it's an indicator of what I just said was supposed to be the funny part.
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Or
it's a ploy to get a complimentary
laugh. It's a repeat.
Or the king one where somebody got, you know, they and I guess probably I'm guilty of it, the way like you get your blank stares. They finish something that they wanted to be so funny, and then it's really quiet, and they go, no, that's funny.
Well, they have to tell you?
That's funny, dude.
That's my entire set.
Yeah. Yeah, wait a second.
By the way, what just happened was a joke. Enjoy. No, you're not enjoying it enough.
Like you're counteracting T's point from earlier. It's the exact opposite thing.
Wait, T had a point?
Oh, sort of.
Yeah, it was one time.
I was the first person to talk.
I had one of my other big annoyances was acrylic nails. Like when they tap them on like Formica. Like you see when they're bored and they click, 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 click. Apparently I'm annoyed by any clicking sounds at all.
Does it just make you stroke out?
It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up when they start clicking their nails. And the first thing you ever tell someone what's your pet peeve is, I'm like, hey, you know, acrylic nails tapping is really obnoxious. Can you stop it?
And they do it.
They can't stop doing it now.
You mean like this?
Well, I do the same thing with my rings.
But yours is mildly entertaining.
See, yeah, that's part of the show, and I'm hypnotizing
it's
you.
It's like an exclamation point, but throughout the story.
To me, you're like a belly dancer, like, cling, cling, cling,
cling. That's exactly what it is.
Dance, I'm like, oh, look at him dance.
That's why you have to sit on the other side of the booth from me.
All right, Nick, what was the other one you had? Open mouth chewing.
Oh, yeah.
That's universal, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, except for those jerks that are still doing it.
Yeah. No. It's like whenever you're on a date or, you know, as I was telling you in a story earlier, when you're kind of being a stalker in the corner and you see a couple over there and, like, they seem very disinterested and the girl's, you know, very attractive. And you're like, oh, that's a good-looking chick. I'm going to, you know.
You sound like you have an actual situation that's happened, like, recently. Like, you watched this happen.
I did.
Okay, because you're painting a clear picture.
You know how, like, when we're all sitting in the corner of restaurants staring at people?
When we're sad and alone and they're on an actual date.
Look, I'm a keen observer of the human experience.
Hey, man, I'll eat lunch by myself. I don't give a fuck, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
You know what? Well, see, this is just basic manners that you're taught when you're a kid is to not chew with your, you know,
right.
Especially if you're hot.
But
is that like a man?
But Nick, you're guilty of this.
I know. I'm perfect.
I want to say just before the podcast, you said how perfect you were.
Well, no, I am perfect. I'm flawed.
We've had some.
Perfect and flawed are kind of antithetical.
It's not.
Don't really.
It's not lost. It's misplaced. You'll start talking where your mouth is full. But like, man, can you just like finish eating whatever you're eating and then talk? You're like. No.
No, yeah.
I get excited.
It's going to be falling out of your face.
Look, if it doesn't come across my mouth as soon as I think it, it's going to be gone forever. But whatever it was brilliant, but I have to just get it out.
Is that what you think? Everything you said was brilliant?
Yeah.
That's
take a note.
Not even on Christmas.
I think this is one that we all agreed on was the toilet paper that runs over the top is fine, but when it goes back behind the backside of it.
Yeah, when it was replaced on the little thing.
Yeah, when they put it on the wrong side. Like if
and it's always a chick.
What? Is it?
I feel like that's always been my experience.
I like how you're just pointing out this. Got to be the chicks. It's not a gender thing. I think it's just a lazy thing.
I think it is.
I think it's a type of person that does it. It's not a gender, but.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because guys are more likely just kind of set the toilet paper on top of the empty roll. T and Nick, I can say actively do this. They just, the roll's empty. I'm not going to replace it. I'll just stick another toilet paper on top of
that. Oh, because I'm going to have to replace that roll too. And then what? It's just an endless cycle of replacing toilet paper rolls.
So they just stack up.
I don't fall for that shit, man. I'm not a part of the system like that.
You have like the weirdest rebelling ever.
Fucking drones, man.
Now we're going to go into the friend test.
Oh, God. I feel like I might fail.
I'm protesting because this is going to be unfair to me, and I know it.
It's two questions.
I know, but I feel like they're not going to have to do with how handsome I am, but instead they're going to have to do with ethics and stuff like that. And I am horribly crippled at that, and it's not fair.
One of them is just to let me know what kind of personality you have.
I
want to know how we're setting this up. Are you going to ask the question, then we're going to go around? Yes. Individually?
Yes.
Okay.
I asked the question. It goes around table.
All right.
And, but
I'm cheating off of Nick.
Well, you're going
first. Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yeah, Nick or Aaron needs
to
go first.
One of the questions is more or less just a personality type. So let me know what kind of personality you have.
Great.
And it's obviously a question that only I would ask. It's not something that would ever show up on Jeopardy. So here's a question. If you were right about the climax, masturbating, and your parents walk into the room, do you, A, finish, B, get embarrassed and tuck it away, or C, ask them to get involved?
Oh, my God.
Aaron, go first.
Well, C, I'm going to have to go with B.
Okay, you start off saying C.
I see what you did there.
You said C first. I'm going to take that.
Yeah, okay, I think we're modest about that. Thank God. That's okay. That's good. That's good. That's a good question.
You think you would just get embarrassed?
Yeah, man.
But you're right at the point. You're like, it's about fireworks about to go off.
I don't need it that bad, Mom. I tucked it away for you.
Nick, how would you answer that
one? I think we all know the answer to that one.
A.
Yes, sir. I would totally. I have to be like, sorry about the jizz on my stomach, Mom. I never thought I would say that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's awkward enough, and then you just make a mess.
Yeah, but then because here's the thing.
Mom, hand me the Kleenexes now.
Well, here's the thing. It makes it now awkward for them. It was awkward for them when they first walked in, but now it's awkward for them because they stayed.
So in a way, you are involving them.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you didn't like, hey, show me a nipple or something. You didn't say that. You just, okay. T, how would you go?
Yeah, no, I'd wrap it up. I'd put it away because, shit, I mean, how long? I would try to finish up, wrap up whatever conversation they had quickly, but I would put it away for the meantime. I can wait like 5 minutes and restart the
fight. Yeah, and I'm not sure that I would go through with the embarrassed thing. I like to just go straight into a bit. You know, like
my hand and my dick were fighting
straight into something like, oh, Obamacare. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
These crazy kids and their masterpiece.
Oh, don't worry, this is covered.
Well, I would say that Nick actually answered the way I was hoping, because that's exactly what I would have answered was, I'm finishing. If I worked that hard to get there, now trust me, I don't work that hard. But seriously, I'm like,
What raid does this relate to being a good friend, though?
No, I just said it's a friend test. I'm just letting. This is a personality finder.
Okay,
I want to know where you are in the zone.
How's it always me and Zach on the other side of your crazy?
Yeah, I feel. Are we the crazy ones?
No,
because that's what they're making it sound like. They're implying, based on their tone, that like we're the weird ones.
Yes.
All right.
That you are.
Email in. Let us know.
second friend test question, and this one's actually what level of friend you are to me personally.
Oh, man.
It's a 50-50 answer, my man. So.
All right. I can do that.
It's getting interesting.
Question is, if we were to be in a devil's three-way, that's two dudes.
Okay.
And a check as a H, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you take heads or tails, Aaron?
Heads.
Really?
Yes.
What do you go?
Wait, heads or tails is like the word.
Yeah, it's exactly what it means.
The fact that I have to describe
heads. Now, I feel like.
Do I have to describe to you what it is?
No, you shotgun anus, duh.
All right. Okay.
All right, I forgot. There's three
I
answers.
I feel like everyone's missed the correct answer here. Anyway.
No, I was gonna go with the invisible answer C, which is ask your preference.
Oh, well, okay. Now there's
what I would honestly do though is flip a coin. That's what I would honestly do.
You actually go heads or tails on heads or tails.
Flip a coin.
Oh my god! Yeah. The obvious right answer
is you never.
No, come on! I'm gonna do a devil's three way with Patrick. Jesus Christ! I feel like he was just tricking me into it by getting me to choose something without thinking. And oh God, I want to take my answer back.
What if it was the chick from Club Dread, like the hottest chick ever?
That's your hottest chick ever, Club Dread chick.
That's the one off the top of my head.
The one off the top of my head.
Really, can we pick something from my era, like Pretty in Pink?
So, Kathy Ireland?
Oh, sweet.
Oh, I thought you said your generation. I was going to go with, like, Terry Carr.
Jennifer Grey.
That's topical.
Jennifer Grey.
Audrey Hepburn? Kid.
That's what I went with.
Oh, God.
I went with Audrey Hepburn.
Lucille Ball.
All right, so Nick said he's shotgun anus. Which wasn't even an option.
Yeah, he wants to be on the same side as you and in the upper or lower.
I think I got this whole idea of right a train side. Wrong.
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't know we were going to have so many answers.
Nick wants to run balls. So T said he would do a taster's choice.
No. I flip a coin would be
okay,
my honest
he wants
one.
To flip a coin.
What would you do?
Flip heads or tails for heads
yeah,
or tails?
That's why we spend all the time talking about the devil's three-way if you're involved.
And
not actually doing any devil's three-way.
No, I would get really involved with coin flipping. I'd be really involved with the coin flipping. Like,
two
no,
out of three.
Fun. Let's do it again. No. Yeah, playing on her back. We haven't actually done any penetration. It's just, you win again. Oh, my God.
We're using her as a gaming table.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me bring out the Parcheesi.
Okay, I'm not playing Parcheesi with you, with a chick or without a chick, anything. I'm not doing that.
Only because you said Parcheesi.
So you're
at risk.
Oh,
Parcheesi is so
chance.
Parcheesi.
That means no rubbers.
You're already at your fucking
Let's
risk.
Let's play Risk, and if anybody still wants to bone, I got head.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You play a game of Risk of not wearing a rubber. If she's going to do it with two guys at once, she's probably got something.
That's why I'd fuck her in the ear.
So
can't
you
get
picked, you
that
picked
way.
Heads, but then you kind of backtracked and said, what
no, yeah, because I'm not going to be in a devil's three-way with... oh, God.
Gun to your head. Just give me the bullet.
But head.
I'll say.
If there's a hostage situation.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Y'all all gave me really good answers. Aaron gave me the best one. I like T's answer, but he's indecisive. I don't like an indecisive friend.
I don't want to be naked in front of somebody who's wishy-washy.
Nick's answer, because he was quick. He's like, he was waiting for this question. It was like, he's like, oh, in the ass. I'm like, that
with
was
you. With you, beside you.
Yeah, we're just going to just lock arms.
Hey, man, backdoor no baby.
That's not the answer we're looking for.
Yeah, because you get so many chicks pregnant when they swallow. It happens all the time. It sinks down their belly, and that's
so you have the same concerns as I do.
All right,
that's why he doesn't pee on toilet paper. So we're gonna play. We're gonna play tummy sticks inside of her.
Oh, God.
This is the best episode ever.
It's the fucking best.
Oh, God, I'm tired.
All right,
get out of my house.
Anybody, if you have a friend question that you would ask your friends or what you look for in a friend, send it to us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Or if you have a pet peeve you think is funny or something we could talk about, send it to devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, pet peeve or friend test. We know that I'm going to rub dicks with Nick at some point.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
We know that T's a sports fanatic and a grammar police. And, Aaron, you don't like it sitting on the same side of the table as you sit on the same side.
Well, you know,
of the
that
table.
Seems harmless after the after shotgun double penetration.
We got to go. There's too much dick on this episode.
Make sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye, everybody.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.